in the setting that they're in. And you hear the way TJ Houshmandzadeh spoke about Chet Head yesterday with Willard and Dibs. I thought it was a very riveting interview with TJ Houshmandzadeh. He goes, Chet Head, be careful what you wish for. If you are thinking that Chet Head needs to move on or that you need a new head coach, and you see it all the time with Steve Kerr, despite the four banners, you're thinking Steve Kerr's an all-time great. Well, Chet Head, despite missing that Lombardi, how many big games? I'll go back to John Madden, the great John Madden, rest in peace. When they asked him, when they lost at Three River Stadium against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they asked him, he said, boy, you can't win these big games. And he goes, what are you talking about? These are all big games. And we want plenty of them to be in this position to play for championships. And the Niners in four of the last 5 years have been in a position to play championships. Now, they haven't sealed the deal, but damn it, at least you're in the conversation. And that's a lot to say. As we watched the Giants last night stumble in Dodger Stadium once again, and I'm watching Randy Rodriguez, and I'm watching Jordan Hicks struggle to get through four, we know the baseball team is not in a position to contend for championships, and it's driving us all crazy. At least we know as we begin training camp today, and we see these galaxy of stars, and you see number 23, Christian McCaffrey, yeah, and you see a rookie in Ricky Pearsall. Maybe he practices, maybe he doesn't, but you got Cowing, you got these two young running backs, the one out of Louisville. You got Elijah Mitchell coming for a spot. Jordan Mason saying, what about me? The competition just to get on the football field for this team. Think about what this guy has built under his tutelage by year eight.
I know.
You've got the top 100 littered with 49ers. All pro teams littered with 49ers. Guys all want big money because you got so many damn good players. And it's all due to the brilliance of Kyle Shanahan alongside John Lynch.
And for the first time in what feels like forever, we're not really talking about the quarterback other than how much money he's going to make a year from now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's refreshing, quite honestly. Yeah. It's refreshing to have some solidification, if you will, at the quarterback position. I want to start with Brandon Ayuk. This team has championship aspirations. Yep. I understand. I do. I truly understand any player that's like, man, I could go out on that field at any time and I could tear an ACL. Yep. I could, you know, break a rib or just have something happen to me on that field, and it could diminish my opportunity to make money in a league where we all know you can get cut at any time. Yep. It's not the NBA. You know, you tear your ACL in the NBA, you can be Keith Van Horn and still get the rest of the 5 years on your deal.
Chandler Parsons. Look at Chandler Parsons.
Exactly. You know, in Major League Baseball, it happens all the time. Look how many premium players right now have Tommy John and are out for a year and a half. I mean, Robbie Ray's one of them. He's coming back tomorrow. So I understand Ayuk's, I don't want to step on that field without the guarantee that I'm going to make my payday. Yep. And I get that. But I also think that he deserves a lot of credit for the hold-in. I think the hold-in is a good compromise. And I've been talking about compromise a lot. When you buy a house, you buy a car, whatever it is, like, you're not going to get everything you want, right? Yep. You might get the great backyard, but the kitchen needs to be upgraded. You might get the better neighborhood with the better schools, but you can't park two cars in the garage. In this situation, Ayuk wants to get paid. The Niners want to pay him. They're off a little. I don't know if it's a couple million. Is it $5 million over the life of it? $10 million? I don't know. But the fact that he showed up, I don't think he needs to practice at all. Show up, hold in. It's a good faith negotiation. Yep. And to me, it's a huge step forward. I feel really optimistic. Yeah, as the sun is rising, I feel like something's going to get worked out. I trust John Lynch to do the right thing.
I do, too. And speaking of Brandon Ayuk, I was thinking about this driving down yesterday, Shasky, and all the rhetoric around Brandon Ayuk. Hopefully his Q rating goes back up, because I feel like a lot of the fans were doubted out on Brandon Ayuk. They thought he was greedy. They were like, wait, wait a minute, you're not all that, even though he made a second team All-Pro. Here's what I would say to the fan base about Brandon Ayuk. He's one of our own. I've watched this organization for many, many years whiff on wide receivers.
Yeah.
Whiff on Fred Biletnikoff winners. Whiff on first-round talents. Whiff on second-round picks. And you know what? It didn't start off great with Brandon Ayuk at all. His rookie season, it was marred by the pandemic.
Yeah.
Everybody was hurt. You end up playing in Glendale, Arizona for the last 5 weeks. Then he opens up the next season, and he's in the doghouse. And Fred Warner's calling him out. They're fighting that trading camp, and he's lost. And how many wide receivers we see, young wide receivers, especially under Kyle Shanahan, get lost and never get back up? This guy deserves credit because he faced adversity very early in his 49ers tenure, and he got off the mat, and he turned himself into a player. And not only is he a player, we talk about the all-pros. You look at what he's done with Brock Purdy. in 22 games with Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk has caught 102 balls for 1,705 yards and 9 touchdowns. That leads the team over that time span.
Wow.
That's more than Deebo Samuel at the receiver spot. That's slightly more than George Kittle at the wide receiver spot. 145 targets. That's a 70% target rate, catch rate, I should say, with those numbers. So what he's done as a 49er, we got to embrace this guy. He's one of our homegrown talents. As you talk about Klay Thompson moving on and being here for 13 years, and we still have Draymond Green and Stephen Curry. The fact that they were able to draft and build and develop a top-flight wide receiver in this league. You could say top five, top 10, whatever.
He's a top-tier player.
He's in the conversation.
Yeah.
When you look at the numbers over the last two seasons, he's in the conversation. I'm happy that Brandon Ayuk is here. They need Brandon Ayuk. He makes this off. He turns this offense and takes them over the top alongside of Deebo Samuel, alongside of George Kittle. Kind of like the Warriors when it was like, you can't win without Klay. You got to have all three of them, right? You got to have all three of the triplets, Draymond, Steph, and Klay. You go back to the 90s Cowboys. You couldn't win if Michael Irvin sat. You needed Emmitt, Michael, and Troy Aikman. Well, I believe with this 49ers offense, which averaged 29 points a game last season, and I'm looking for more this year. That's right, I'm getting greedy, baby, because I got high expectations for these rookies, coming into camp today. They can go to another level offensively if they stay as is. You got the chemistry with Deebo and Ayuk and George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, and I don't want to mess that up. So it's a great thing that Brandon and I was shocked, Jasky, that he came in. I didn't think he was coming to camp.
No, I think he showed professionalism.
He showed professionalism.
And I also think that he showed that he wants to stay here.
Yep.
Like, to me, showing up was a huge step forward. And I think he deserves a lot of credit for that. And everyone, he's making $14 million. Yeah, but you also have to understand that, like, at any moment, some, you know, undrafted, and this is accidents, but guys crash into each other, you get twisted up, and some over-exuberant undrafted player trying to make the team ends up falling on your ankle or something like that. Like, you can get hurt, and I understand that. So, showing up on the sideline, I gave credit to Deebo for that. That's called a hold in. There's a difference. Yep. To me, there's a difference.
There is.
When you don't show up and you're nowhere, sight unseen, I didn't like that from Bosa. I told you that last year. The fact that Ayuk is here tells me I want to get on this train and I want to get myself to the Super Bowl with this team.
No doubt.
There's one area, though, that I think that you're talking about all the things that he fits. When I think about the defining trait of Kyle Shanahan and this team, to me, it's toughness. I think in this era where everything's pass happy, there's a rugged toughness to the 49ers that has been defined over the last 7 years. And when I look at some of the wide receivers who have not panned out with the Niners, Danny Gray up to this point,
I mean,
Dante Pettis, they've lacked that ruggedness, that toughness. And when I look at the ones that have succeeded, whether it's George Kittle at tight end, whether it's Deebo Samuel at wide receiver, Ayuk fits the mold of the rugged toughness, even though that position is not one that we define with toughness. But he's a tough player.
This guy doesn't miss games. I watched this guy, and this has been underrated. He missed last year Thursday Night Football against the New York Giants. It was the only game he missed, and the Niners were able to outlast the New York Giants. They had a big fourth quarter. The game was tight in the third quarter. They were struggling a little bit, but they were able to find their way and win that football game. But the previous week against the New York L.A. Rams at SoFi Stadium, I was at that game. And Brandon Ayuk, it was a shoulder or arm, I can't recall. But he was compromised very early on. He's had his helmet off. Then he put it on. And he's talking to the coach. He just goes, just put me out there. I'll be a decoy out there today. And he toughed it out. And I saw something from him. I say, wow. You don't see that from receivers. He can't even lift his arm right now. And it forced him to miss a game 4 days later. You talk about the ruggedness. You look at McCaffrey and all those highlight packages. Downfield blocking is what made us fall in love with Jerry Rice and John Taylor. Sure, it was the quick slants that went for, you know, 7 yard quick slants that turned into 80 yard touchdowns. We all love that stuff, but we got satisfaction when they were getting down and dirty, springing open big runs for Roger Craig and Ricky Waters and all those guys. So, Brandon, you can talk about the ruggedness and the toughness. He fits that. He's getting into it with DBs. He's mean mucking DBs. He wants to get into it. He wants to get physical. He's got this big body with the big hands and a great catch radius. He fits what Shanahan wants to do. So one of our homegrown players in developing one of these guys, I don't want to see him move on anywhere else. I don't want another team to reap the benefits. They've done a great job of developing their own while adding pieces around them. Oh, we need a left tackle. Let's go trade for Trent. Oh, I think we need a home run hitting running back. Let's see what Carolina's doing with Christian McCaffrey. And let's really see if we can play some football out there offensively. They've made the right moves, but they've drafted and developed for all the busts they have. We can talk about it until we're blue in the face. They have paid out some premium players in George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, and now Brandon Ayuk.
Well, and they've retained them. I mean, the only player that hasn't been retained is DeForest Buckner, and we can get into some of the comments from Kyle Shanahan and how they set that up. But, you know, I think about this a lot, and then we're going to go to practice today. And part of the ethos of this organization since Shanahan's taken over is the run game, right?
Yep.
And this is going to sound kind of interesting, and I want people to think about this. When I look at other people around the league who haven't necessarily been as successful, Air Raid, Cliff Kingsbury, you're throwing the ball a lot. Okay, your team doesn't get the callus of the run game.
Nope.
And I think there's an inherent toughness of being a run first team. Now, obviously you got to balance it out. You have to be able to throw the ball. You got to have play action, all those things. But when I think about the teams that truly sustain winning over many, many years, think Belichick. I know Brady was the headliner. They had a million running backs and they were going to stay dedicated to the run game, 2 and 3 yards at a time. Peyton Manning, for all of the weapons they had on the outside, think of how many times they tried to stay dedicated to the run game with an Edgerrin James or a Dominic Rhodes or a Joseph Addai. And so I think about practice for this team. They've always been a run-first team.
Yep.
That's made their offensive line more rugged than the names would suggest because they never have a sexy offensive line.
Yep.
And then their defensive line and their linebackers at practice get built into that toughness. They have always been a tough organization. Well, and then I go back to Brandon Ayuk buying into the run game and being a guy who's willing to block downfield.
Right.
It just fits what this team wants to do. And that's why I don't want to see this guy go.
No.
I want to see him stay with Brock Purdy. Clearly, he's a great downfield target, but he just fits what the team is. And if you think about it, he's not an outspoken diva.
No,
there's
not
a lot of divas at the position. He's an understated guy. This is the most we've heard from him in his entire career.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So you talk about winning in the trenches and being physical because that translates to winning in January and February. And they've gotten close to winning the ultimate prize, but they've won a lot of big games in inclement weather because of their ethos and being tough. Now, you think about this. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk. And I'm looking at the receiver numbers, like receiving yards since 2022.
Okay.
And Tyreek Hill's number one, 3,509 yards. He's blowing everybody away.
Aren't they a great example of a team that we don't think is tough enough because they throw the ball
too damn much?
Exactly.
They don't run the ball. They don't commit to the run game. It's more gimmicky.
Exactly.
They got a lot of speed guys, but they all get beat up towards the tail end of the season. Brandon Ayuk since 2022 is 11th in terms of receiving yards in the NFL. 11th. Now, some people say, man, not top 10, 2,357 yards.
11?
But 11 on a team that's in the bottom five in pass attempts over the last 2 years. So he's maximized his opportunities. He's fourth since 2022 in average yards per catch. He's 14th in yards per game on a team that does commit to the run game. He's 10th when it comes to all qualified wide receivers in touchdown catches over those last 2 years. And he's 23rd in targets and 21st in catches. But he maximizes what he gets to use because his team does want to get the 30 carries. They do want to run the ball. They want to take the air out the football and shorten the game up and get their defense a blow. So it's good to see Brandon Ayuk here. Hopefully he holds in. Hopefully they get the money right. He knows he wants to win. You saw how distraught he was after the Super Bowl. And his team, from just listening to everybody yesterday, George Kittle and Nick Bosa, they're ready to grind. They're ready to get back. They're ready to get something that has been eluding them for so many years, Sasky. So I'm excited here to be a training camp.
You know, you've brought this up with the Warriors. Like, how you, they're a battle-tested, playoff-proven winner, right? And there's something about that. We talked to the guy from Detroit yesterday who was excellent, and he was saying, think about it. Like, the entire Detroit Lions team had, like, five games of experience in the playoffs. And I think about someone like Brandon Ayuk. He has been in monster playoffs in 2021, 2022, and 2023. And I don't think you can discredit that. And just thinking you could sub someone out, put them in that spot, and they're not going to, you know, feel the pressure of a playoff moment. This is a guy that's played in Super Bowls, NFC Championship games, huge divisional rounds.
The lights never get too bright for
them. That's what I'm saying. And so I look at this team, and I know the regular season is going to get throttled down and going to get diminished by people, but they know what the ultimate goal is. And I think that when you have a roster of guys that has their sights on the Super Bowl, they also understand how to kind of manipulate your body throughout the season to get through the grind. And I look at teams like the Dolphins, it's like they've never been that far. And so every year they get to the end and they're exhausted and they're injured.
Yeah.
And I think there's something to be said for keeping the band together and keeping Ayuk together because this guy is a playoff proven winner.
And it's great to see him, man. We'll play some sound from John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan yesterday. We'll hear from Kyle Shanahan on the tip.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.